Good afternoon, Z Country, and welcome in as the WTUZ News team will be spending this week taking a look at the life of Private Emmett Schwartz, a Tuscarawas County resident who gave the ultimate sacrifice back in World War II, recently identified and will be officially coming home this week. Nick McWilliams joining you along with Mary Alice. And Mary, this has been a interesting last couple months or couple weeks, I guess you could say, related to a very, very important piece of history now coming back to Tuscarawas County.
Absolutely. And I can, you know, say personally myself, I've never thought about history as much as during this time now. And, you know, I mean, we just celebrated Veterans Day here this past weekend, and it's something to think about as Schwartz returns home to us.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing to talk about whenever it comes mm-hmm. to the family of Emmett Schwartz. I know almost 80 years now that he has not been able to come home. So just today, what we wanted to do was talk a little bit about the subject, you know, talking a little bit about the life of Private Schwartz, the ultimate sacrifice that he made, and of course, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, a little bit about what they do and how we ultimately came to this point. Something that we definitely wanted to pay homage to and definitely give the proper time, noting something that definitely is very uncommon, but also so, so very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I had mentioned to Schwartz's niece, that's who we talked to, and we're going to hear from her later this week. And, you know, I mentioned to her, I said, we're in radio, and one of the best things that we could do was interview a lot of people to, again, honor this ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, definitely. So I guess looking at the history now for Emmett Schwartz, he was killed in action serving with the U.S. Army. He was in Company F, 2nd Battalion, the 121st Infantry Regiment, 8th Infantry Division. They do say on or around December 27th of 1944, Schwartz was serving in the Army, I do believe, in Germany, of course, and did a little bit of digging related to that and also got some information.
Yeah, absolutely. So he was kind of more stationed where the Hertung Forest was in Germany. He was actually not in the main battle of Hertung, but he was a little bit more, if you look at the map, north of that in a little outskirts, we'll say, of the forest there. And that kind of was where he was stationed. And, you know, the Hertung battle, it was a big moment for World War II over in Germany, and the fight, especially since it was so close to the Belgian border. So that was really a big stance.
Yeah, it definitely was. And Schwartz, we kind of forgot to mention there, he was a 1939 graduate of New Philadelphia before ultimately enlisting in the U.S. Army for World War II. That battle that you mentioned there, Hertung Forest, in December, it lasted until December of 1944, the longest battle on German ground during World War II, a very costly, costly battle here, and Emmett Schwartz ultimately laying down his life for his country. And then eventually going a few years without ever being identified.
And, you know, to just think about it, he was 24. And, you know, I mean, I'm past that now, but Nick, you're a lot closer in age. And to think about, you know, obviously serving your country, just being in that situation, I guess, at that age, I can't imagine what it would have been like.
No, not at all. I mean, that's only 1 year prior to what I am right now. So I can't even imagine. I know this era, World War II, of course, just unbelievable things, hard to comprehend sometimes. You can read it in history books, but to actually understand the impact from this is just, it's crazy to think about, really. So many people, so few World War II veterans still around.
Yeah.
My grandfather served in Germany in World War II. His brother was in the Army Air Corps and, you know, now passed on. So to have a little piece of that history coming back home, it's got to be so, it's got to be a lot of pride, I guess, from Tuscarawas County. And I really hope that everyone will turn up and give the proper respects that this private deserves coming home, finally coming home.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about honor and just kind of that community showing up here. As of right now, what we do know from the Lynn Hurt Geib Funeral Home out of New Philadelphia, on Sunday, November 21st, a service is going to be held in the courtyard of the Tuscarawas County Courthouse. And of course, when Schwartz does come home, his casket is going to be escorted by the United States Army Funeral Honors Team, and that's going to be to the courthouse. And as of right now, again, the public is asked to come and repay their respects specs, two private shorts, and of course that surviving family and the courthouse rotunda from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And, you know, Nick, we were talking a little bit about how earlier that this is an education aspect, and it's definitely been enlightening for me. You know, I think World War II, we always think about Germany, and I didn't realize that the United States got involved in this until the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and that would have been December 7th of 1941 with the 360 Japanese aircraft attacking, and, you know, right there, sacrifice at Pearl Harbor, and then we got involved and more sacrifice was made across the country.
Yeah, there was so much about World War II and the sacrifices that these brave soldiers gave that I think, I don't want to say ever goes overlooked,
right.
But I mean, we're talking about just a terrible war that spread so many different areas. Of course, Germany, France, Italy, all the way down into Africa, over in Japan, you know, just all over the place. And so many servicemen and women ultimately giving their lives, Private Schwartz being one of those. And I think that might be a great way, I guess, to maybe educate younger generations and such. To go out and see, you know, this is somebody who, of course, passing in 1944, so many people had no idea who he was, have no idea where he came from necessarily, what his life was before the Army or anything about his family. But to be able to see the outpouring of support, I'm sure would be a great educational thing for younger people, or maybe just a great teaching moment to see what true American heroism truly is. So it's a great thing that I'm trying to imagine. I know in my memory, of course, I cannot remember the last person who would have, I guess you could say, lied in state in Tuscarawas County. So a major, major honor and well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just speaking of the history there, especially for the high school students, and it just really hit home to me that this is what the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is all about over in Arlington, Virginia. You know, we go over there for our class trip, and it doesn't really comprehend. And I think this moment is really truly stating, you know, Schwartz, he was part of the unknown. But now we can say that we know. And, you know, I talked with someone with the POW MIA, and we're going to get into that conversation later this week. But we go over the numbers, and it's staggering to think about the numbers that are still missing in the U.S., but in Ohio alone.
And I think this is also just so great to see all the effort that's put in by this agency. And of course, we will, like you mentioned, be talking about that a little later. But there's a reason behind this, and it's to give the proper homage and give comfort to families and show that respect that is so well deserved in these moments. Extensive work that's being done by the DPAA. And I have to say that that is just a wonderful thing. But like you said, we'll get into this a little bit more. So naturally, we'll be throughout this week still talking about Private Schwartz leading up to his return to Tuscarawas County, and of course, finally, his burial here back home. And it's just a, I say, wonderful occasion because we're giving that proper respect and everything.
Yes.
Also a somber occasion when you start thinking about this. And as you mentioned, with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier being there for somebody like Private Schwartz, but there's a reason that that does exist. And now, thankfully, we do finally get to say we have found him. He is home.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that burial, Private Schwartz is set to be laid to rest in Evergreen Burial Park at New Philadelphia. And that, though, is going to be during a private ceremony. Again, the public is invited out to the courthouse to pay their respects.
Yes, and then for anybody who would be going through the New Philadelphia Town Square at that time, of course, the square is scheduled to close before 2 p.m. as Private Schwartz and the accompanying party makes their way to the courthouse, and that public ceremony or the public opportunity to come and pay respects will be what we are told in between 2 and 4 o'clock leading up to that processional for the private burial. So for anyone who is interested, those are the times to be looking out for in between 2 and 4 on Sunday.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, again, that square is going to be closed. We know it's a major travel intersection, but, you know, just take a moment to think about why it's being closed.
Of course. Well, Mary, thank you so much for your time. And, of course, everyone here in Z Country will be hearing us throughout the rest of this week, talking a little bit more about leading up to Private Schwartz's return. Tomorrow, we will be having Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency Sergeant First Class Sean Everett. I know you had a great conversation with him discussing a little bit about what this agency is and why it exists.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. Again, it's, I really want to say, I mean, yes, we are honoring Schwartz and that legacy that he left behind, but really this week, it's just going to be a great educational aspect and component of those who are missing in action still today.
Be sure to stay tuned for that, and thank you all so much for tuning in. And of course, we hope the public gets out there and shows the proper amount of respect and support for the Schwartz family. Mary, of course, we will be talking again a little bit later throughout this week, so very much looking forward to paying the proper respects here. Don't go anywhere. Of course, we will be back with more of your favorite country and more updates throughout this week about the life and return of Private Emmett Schwartz.